points as we'll now get a chance to chat with Nancy Fisher about it, the head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. And we were just talking about, you know, Brooke Viox at the very end, you know, with the defense, and she really leads it, you know, game in and game out. But tonight, how did you kind of see her finding success back there?
Well, you're right. Very, very much so at the end of that second set, we need to get a little separation. And she made some really fantastic plays in the back row for us. And she, as you said, she kind of leads our defense, and we go as Brooke goes a lot of times, and she did a fantastic job for us.
She's our Applebee's player of the game as well, and she, along with, you know, a lot of the other players, you know, Loida and Sam Loida and Rachel Loida helping out in the defensive side, but, you know, the offense seemed to be really savvy tonight. St. Vincent, there were a few dead spots but in the defense there, but your players were able to find that time and time again. How did you kind of see that playing out?
I thought we did a pretty good job. I thought we maybe didn't always get the sets exactly where the hitters needed them. It seemed like we were tight to the net, then we were off the net, and then we were just, it seemed like we were kind of a little bit out of sync between our setters and our hitters, and obviously we're going to have to do a lot better with that tomorrow evening.
Well, and as you kind of get another match to work out the kinks a little bit more, you get the win in this district tournament game, but of course, you know, no margin for error now, and you try and, you know, try and come back tomorrow night and shore that up. What's kind of the key when you see a few errors maybe here or there to kind of get the group back together and say, look, let's try and hunker down on these, because, you know, it could be the last one tomorrow?
Well, that's exactly it. But a lot of it they have to do for themselves. I know, and I was really pleased in that second set. We had a service error, and it went right between Brooke and Mia. And instead of me having to say something, the two of them got together right away and talked about it and decided who was going to get the next one that was like that. And it was great, because the next serve came right back to the same spot, and it was Mia that stepped forward to take it, and Brooke backed off. And so they knew exactly what they wanted to do between the two of them. And anytime the players can work it out on the court, that's much better than the coach having to intervene.
You know, the fight that this St. Vincent team showed, you know, not only in your match but also earlier today, as you kind of saw them in this match and after seeing them earlier in the year, was there anything different that you've noticed from that team?
Well, I think they did. I thought they did a good job on defense tonight for the most part. We were able to find some holes. I thought it was maybe some of their unforced errors that really hurt them in the match. But they certainly were a game team.
Yeah. As you move on to the championship, either Jefferson or Arcadia Valley, you know it's going to be a tough team either way. I mean, I'm sure everybody, though, looks at the Arcadia Valley team sometimes. You know, the match that you were able to get on their home floor, the match they were able to get last week, and probably with the rubber match coming up, do you kind of look at either team and say, you know, is there one team that I want over the other?
I tell you, we've lost to both of them. We lost, as you said, to AV just this last week, and we lost to Jefferson early in the season. So it's one of those that either one, I think we should hopefully be able to get motivated to play well, knowing that we have lost to them. And I guess we'll just see. This could be an interesting matchup right here.
Well, it definitely should be an interesting one here. It was great that your team was able to find the rhythm to be ready for a team like this coming up. Do you kind of see things clicking at the right time for your group as you get into this district tournament?
At times it looks like we're clicking and everything's working well, and then at other times it looks like we're really out of sync. And So it's tough to tell. They're high school girls, and we can be in sync for a little bit and then way, way out of sync. So we'll hope that tomorrow evening we bring our A game, and then we'll see what happens from there.
All right. Well, appreciate the time as always, Coach, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Nancy Fisher, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. Winners today, 25-13, 25-19 over St. Vincent. And they will take on either Jefferson or